You guys want me to start? I can start it off if you want.
Start it off.
Yeah, okay.
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Group Chat Podcast episode
134.
Before starting, we were just talking about how you do every podcast.
You gave me the warning before starting that it was rough around the edges. That's crazy. You don't even know what episode
this is. Listeners at home, we gave Jerome the warning.
Dude, what episode are we on?
That's insane, dude.
Yeah. Grunk has no lighting fixture.
I don't know. My shit's so busted. Like,
wait, why is Isaac's webcam as Minecraft?
Oh, I'm a big faceless noob. Because, I love Minecraft.
Big faceless guy.
It might be a little overstimulating at the start. Hopefully you get used to it.
You do get used to it. You start to watch
it's like walking into the bad part of town and it looks bad, but then you get accustomed to it and you're like, no,
that's what I'm saying. My problem is I'm trying not to look at it and I can't stop.
No, you can really watch it.
After how many years of Minecraft, you're not tired of it still, Jerome?
This is like my version of Subway Surfers that I turn on during my TikTok short, dude. So there we go. Like watch something.
The attention span corner.
Yeah, right? The attention span cafe. This is it.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest on today, Jerome ASF, longtime friend of mine, and now hopefully new friend with the group as a whole.
Oh yeah.
We're besties. So,
absolutely. Yeah. I'm joining that Minecraft world.
Dude, actually, that'd be so much fun.
I think we're
gonna convert it to a server, right, Grunk?
Yeah, guys, and what we're talking about is I created a Minecraft realm like last week, and it was just for all my friends, including IRL and internet friends. So like the worlds are colliding right now, and everyone's becoming friends, and it's like, wow, this is what a sweet time to be playing Minecraft right now.
Dude, yeah, during the winter too.
Yeah,
it's cozy. Yeah.
Ooh, see, I did that during COVID, and the problem was we had like everyone just was kind of chill, and like people were building like dirt houses and stuff, and then we all signed out for the night. One guy stayed up all night long, got full netherite armor. We had a wall around our community, houses, everything. We're like,
really,
dude, what are we gonna do?
Wow, yeah,
dude,
yeah. There's some people like that on our server.
There's one specific person like that,
but. Be careful what you say, because he actually gets so pissed and won't let it go. He holds grudges, and his name is Will.
He gets so mad,
you know,
and he'll call you up.
We're about to air
tell
the
you
whole
about
thing
it.
Out. I'm about to air the whole entire VC right now. Listen, Jerome, I play Minecraft. I play for fun. Okay, I'm a very giving person. People can take my stuff if they want. I got no problem with
you
it.
You tried to tax Tanner, your roommate.
You charge me. You charge me for anything.
Tax in Minecraft?
He taxes me.
Wait, how do you tax someone in Minecraft?
Okay, Jerome, it's like, hey, can I borrow like 3 coal? He's like, yeah, do you have any emeralds we can trade? I'm like,
okay. 3 coal? No, you just
what are you, a villager?
My chest.
Are you a villager? You're making a big emerald.
Okay. Literally taxes the same,
dude.
Okay, guys, listen. You guys are misrepresenting the truth here. This is what happens, okay?
Here we go.
I'll be making a grinder for this, for like a skeleton spawner, and Tanner sees I'm sharing my screen of showing it, and he's like, ooh, what's this? And he just comes over and he starts to use the grinder, and then he takes all the lapis and takes it home with him. And
no,
then he's
but
like,
I don't use it all.
You took it home with you. I go to go
I put
and,
it in
like,
my
enchant.
Chest for safekeeping. I was going to return it. I had the plan to return it.
Oh, well, you didn't return it, though, because I was looking
for
it
I forgot.
Yesterday.
I forgot.
Dude, I am a very generous person. This is the problem, though. Yes, I would like for Tanner to, like, hey, can I use your mending villager? Dude, Tanner, Tanner to use it, it's like, what, 20-something emeralds? For me, it's 8. So I'm doing you a favor. So, you know, you got to, like, come on, give a little bit.
It's
like,
all
right, give me some diamonds. Yes.
Fair.
Okay.
I did.
But where the problem starts is in a group chat. I'm just chilling, recording. We're going to talk about this, by the way. We helped Jimmy here and Bryce up record a video yesterday, Larry and I. And I just go check my phone. My phone's buzzing all through this recording. I finally go check it. I'm like, oh, yeah, hype. We're going to record a game. We're going to play some whatever. And I go and see Grunk and Isaac both dicking on me.
Whoa!
In this group chat.
You gotta clarify what you mean by that.
Okay. I'll tell you right now what that means.
Because that can mean a lot of different things.
Dude, you know, oh my God, it's actually kind of crazy that you're here.
What do you mean, Isaac?
So normal for us to say now that I'm realizing that, it's like, wow, if someone hears that.
Dude, I'm reading these text messages right now.
I've never heard someone call it that. That's all I'm saying, dude.
It's so odd out of context.
He's so dramatic. He's so dramatic.
He's pulling
okay.
up logs right
Grunk
now.
Says, I want to get good gear. Might just have to sit in Grindr for a couple of hours. And Isaac says, I have fucking nothing, dude. Don't worry. There are hella sweats, low-key. But we are allies, so all is well for
Whoa.
Now.
When did I say your name, Willie?
And then Grunk responds, it's crazy how some people have nothing to do but grind. And then I scroll down a little bit more. Or actually, I scroll back up, and Grunk is asking to use the same grinder that I made that they're dicking on me for.
Who's they? You're saying they. It's only yeah. Grunk. I didn't
Maybe
say
Maybe we were
name.
Talking about Jackson as well.
Willie, though,
none of us
know.
Mentioned
none of
Willie.
The story.
Well, yeah. Well,
it could have been anyone.
It could have been me.
Well, it's clearly me. It's clearly me.
Well, actually, believe it or not, I wasn't referring to you. I was referring to someone who plays a server named Jackson who gave me 4 diamond blocks for a fish in a bucket. Let's call it an axolotl. I guess that's like a really awesome cream of the crop. Crop of the cream of the crop over there.
Okay.
I don't know what the hype is about it.
So yesterday I was kind of having a little bit of a meltdown and I kept telling myself I'm 26 years old and it's Minecraft with friends, so not to take it so serious. So I let everyone use it. But I did that's want Grunk to apologize. And Grunk did apologize.
He made me apologize like 5 times. I'm not even kidding. And, okay. and he kept asking
Dude,
too.
How would you feel, Grunk? Put yourself in my shoes, man.
what is with the lighting,
I'd,
dude?
I'd probably feel perfect. I don't know. Like I'd be like, damn, yeah, I low key am a sweat like any other person.
Dude, it's crazy how Minecraft can just change somebody for the board.
I know.
I okay, chose no, a on. Path of peace. I chose a path of letting everyone use my
well,
shit.
Well, hey, good segue. I think Minecraft changed people for the better. Jerome. What was Minecraft to current day? How has it shaped you as a person?
I think I've lost my mind a little bit. But I don't know, dude. I like Minecraft. It I don't know how to put this. Like, I wouldn't play it in my spare time anymore, right? But, I don't mind it. I mean, I've just played it so much for so many years. And, like, at this point, we don't even play, like, the normal base Minecraft. Everything we do is modded. So it's almost like we're not even playing Minecraft, if that makes sense.
Right.
What's one of your favorite mod packs, like, ever?
Well, there goes my
I
question.
Mean, easy. So mod pack, Crazy Craft, for sure. Like, that's just an absolute classic.
Really? It's just crazy.
Yeah, it's like 100 plus mods in one. But actual mod, I mean, I don't think you can get better than Pixelmon or Cobblemon. Like that is just still top
Ooh,
tier.
Ooh, Cobblemon.
What about Feed the Beast? Did you ever like that?
Yeah, I like Feed the Beast a lot. I'm not very like, I don't know, I was never technologically like super savvy with it, you know, because it's all like just pipes and machinery and things like that. But recently I've started getting into that and like playing more packs. Like I actually just started Stoneblock 4 and that's been pretty fun. Like I kind of like, I like the challenge. I don't know if my viewers like watch me fumble the bag for like 30 minutes, but like I like trying to figure out how the machine works. So
what's that mod pack that's like super realistic? Like you could get IRL. Dehydrated.
RL Craft. RL. No, don't play that, dude.
It's way too hard.
You can get like sunburnt, can't you?
Yes, you can. You can get like sunburnt. Like, too cold, too hot.
I just get so frustrated with like items don't auto pick up either in RL. You have to right click and pick them up from the ground. And it's like,
and you have to find a pebble in order to like start crafting. You have to find a stick and a pebble to make like the most basic materials. I'm like, dude.
Let's just make the game not fun at all.
That's what RL Craft is, though. It literally is.
Honestly, dude.
So, I know a bit of history about you and like how you started and everything like that. Like, do a lot of people know about like your whole history of like when you first started, like, and like what you were doing first and then how you segued into it? Like, do you talk about that or have you ever talked about that?
I've definitely talked about it, but I mean, not in like a long time. Yes. Like for a brief rundown of it, as crazy as it sounds, I started my first channel March 30th, 2008. So like 17 and a half years ago. Long time ago. It started off just being like real life stupid skits with friends, and they were horrible. No one wanted to watch them. And so then I was like, all right, you know, this is kind of lame. And they all thought so too. And then they all quit. And so I was like, all right, so what can I film on my own? And at the time, the largest gaming YouTuber had less than 100K subs. His name was CM Near. He did like Halo 3 tricks and stuff like that. And so it was kind of like a new thing. And I was like, you know, maybe I could do that. I'm like, you know, it's only 100K subs is like the peak now, but like maybe there'll be bigger peaks down the line. And so I just decided to start filming myself playing Minecraft, reconnected with an old friend of mine who had moved away in our childhood, Mitch, or Bayesian Canadian. And then he started filming with me online. And then next thing you know, we were doing like Call of Duty Zombies and things like that. And it was not family friendly at all. It was like the complete opposite. And then later in the career, I switched to Minecraft and I was like, all right, nowadays it's weird because Minecraft is kind of aged up. A lot of people aged up with it. So I would say like the average demo is like a young adult who plays Minecraft, as weird as that sounds. But back then it was mostly kids. And so I was like, all right, like I can't be making content for like 11-year-olds and just screaming, cursing like a maniac. So I've just been family friendly ever since for probably like 11, 12 years now. But yeah, that's kind of like how it all went.
So you're like pioneers of gaming pretty much.
Yeah, that's true. Crazy.
Pioneer.
Did you ever go to the Minecons when they were around?
Yes, like, yeah, I did. Yeah,
dude, I love watching those compilations of just like the most important moments. They're so funny to me.
Yeah, like, I was there for those like, moments, like in person. Like,
awesome.
I was there for those.
That's so
I think
sick.
I've made it. I'm on one of those. The which one? The Cringe Compilation 2, I think. I think I'm in the background of one of them. Let me see. Yeah. I don't think I did anything too terrible, but yeah, let me see. Cringe Compilation. There were a couple of them that were like mega viral. Was it this one? Yeah, it was definitely this one. Minecon Cringe Compilation Mixed Years. Oh, I'm in this one somewhere for sure.
Oh my god, dude.
I think I was on like a podium.
Were you the cringe or were you
I think I was the cringe, but I was on a podium. Oh god, where was this? No, I'm gonna find this for you guys. I will. I promise you.
Okay.
Like, I think nine times out of ten of those cringe comps, it's always the person asking the question. I don't think I've ever seen the podium.
Yeah, dude, the guy.
Yeah.
Everybody's fam Kappa in the chat.
Oh, yeah. Some of those are just like teeth gritting, like really hard to sit through.
Dude, but it's also, there's such like a sweet side to it because it's like,
they're coming out. They're usually like, everyone's inside playing Minecraft, right? Everyone who goes to like those conventions, they're inside. They're spending time on their computer, so it's like a break for you.
Oh, bro, I found, I was in this one a ton. This is the 2015. I literally went in 40 seconds in. You can see the back of my head. It's me and my friends there. There's Preston, Woofles, me. I'm trying to see who else that is. Lachlan, maybe. Yeah, that is Lachlan. Wow. That's hilarious. There's a bunch of very cringy Minecon moments.
That's insane.
That's awesome. Did you, like, have fun at the time at Minecon? Like, what? What was the adult life there like?
So that's where...
Are you guys going out for drinks?
That's the fun... I mean, that one actually was... 2015 was in London, actually. So like, yeah, it was a ton of fun because we all got to travel overseas. Uh-huh. Only downside is I don't remember if the exact day overlapped or it was like a day after. It was the 4th of July. And so I didn't get to spend 4th of July like at home with my family and friends, which kind of sucked. You wouldn't believe it, but the British aren't fond of the 4th of July. They do not like the 4th of July, actually. Yeah.
Interesting.
Not fans.
Can't imagine why.
So it was kind of lame missing the holiday there, but in general it was a lot of fun. To your point, like whether PAX East or E3 or Minecon, any of those ones, the real fun for like content creators kind of came like the after hours, because there'd be a bunch of like industry parties, dinner. You basically didn't have to pay for food or drinks or anything for like an entire week. It was awesome.
Dude, drinks are great when they're
Twitch
when they're paid for.
It's better when they're not paid for by you.
Oh man. Yeah. But it was fun though. Yeah, like we'd have an absolute blast. At the actual conventions, like it's cool and it's fun, like getting to meet fans. That's always incredible. And you get to kind of like it's like a very like humbling moment because you put an actual face to like a screen name or even a number on a screen, right? So you like it makes you realize like, okay, what you do actually does have an impact. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, like people like this stuff and you're making at least a positive difference somehow. And that's really cool. Mm-hmm. But then like the actual like crazy stuff, like that's all not, you know, that's after the convention every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like TwitchCon.
Yeah, that's crazy. That has not changed, I would say, at least from our experience.
Do you guys go to conventions? I haven't been to a convention in 5 years.
We did
go to TwitchCon once a year.
We just got back from TwitchCon about a month ago. And exactly like you said, I think it's extremely humbling, you know, putting a name to a face or putting a face to a name. And like they'll make little bracelets and stuff, and it's really, really cute.
And well, like artwork, some people like there were pressing music onto like CDs. It's so sweet, and it's so and it's awesome hearing like the stories of the folks, because like you get messages online and it's always great to see it, and it's always like really sweet to read it out. But then you see the person and you're seeing the facial expressions and you're seeing the hand movements and you're seeing all that energy and you're like,
you don't get to see that. You know?
You don't get to see that in messages, and you're like, holy crap, this is like,
it's always cool, right? When you see someone from chat too. Like when you see someone from chat or from social media and then you like meet them in person. You're like going to sign their name tag, right? And you realize
that. Dude, and I'm thinking, I'm like, damn, that's nuts. Like these videos are, it's just like me and Tanner or me and whoever just, you know, making a stupid joke, and like there's a weird ripple effect that happens of people who are watching it, and then how to it affects.
Well, I think I think a lot of people forget, like, you know, a lot of times people will like say, like, you know, like, hey, this is going on in my life, thank you so much for, you know, making the content. I'm sure you guys see that all the time. And what we don't realize is, like, while we're not like doctors or therapists or anything like that, like, we can't solve people's problems, but sometimes all someone needs is just a distraction in the moment, something to laugh and smile about.
Yeah.
When everything else in their life sucks, they just want something to laugh and smile about. And that's something we can do, right? Yep. We can't fix their problems, but if you can do that, then I'd like to believe we're doing something good. That's kind of my line of thinking anyway. Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because like I would think about when I was a kid, what I would look forward to. Dude, I had my iPod fourth generation. So that was back when like it had the YouTube icon on it still, like the TV.
Oh, like the brown television.
Yeah, the classic.
You couldn't even close the app, right? If you wanted to keep like listening or something.
You couldn't shut your phone off.
Those were the days.
Yep, and so that's where I would have like, and I remember there was a feature, I never had a YouTube account at the time, but they allowed you to favorite up to 50 videos. And so I would like always watch, whether it was like Halo Fails of the Week from, I'm pretty sure it was Achievement Hunter. I think that's who did that stuff. I was like big into Halo, and probably watched that one biggest guy at one point. But a lot of Minecraft videos. I actually, funny enough, I was in, I think, fifth or sixth grade, and we were given laptops throughout all my years. Like it was like up to, I think it was like fifth and then sixth, seventh, eighth, all the way through high school. We were given laptops, and I was making Minecraft videos.
Were you public or private school? That's crazy.
I was a public school.
Wow, and they gave you laptops? That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, we were all given MacBook Airs.
You guys got MacBooks?
Wow. That's nice, dude.
Damn. Yeah.
Nah, you had a sweet.
You had the first Chromebook ever made. Really small school.
Yeah, yeah. And I would play Minecraft with a friend, and he was a really big fan of Jerome. And he would always like, scream like Baka and use like the axe and shit in our recordings at the time, dude.
Classic.
That was you, right? That was you that would say
that?
Yeah,
that was me. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, just make sure. But, you know, I watched a lot of like Syndicate at the time, like growing up. A lot of the Mayanite, for example. Mm-hmm. That was, oh my God, dude. All that. Him and, oh man, I forget. I know it was Sparkles, but who was the other guy? Used to date OMG, it's Firefox. I forget his name. You know what I'm talking
about?
Jericho.
Yeah, Tucker.
Yeah, that's who it was. Yeah, yeah. So that, dude, that's crazy, man. So like tying it all back together, like I was like so bored, and there was a lot of things going on back in like my childhood that I was just like, man, I just want like an escape. So I would watch all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah,
it's so nuts, weird, bro. You say that, because you just named like a bunch of people like I've met them over the years or I'm friends with. And I don't know. It's just, it's funny.
Right.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
That is so nuts,
you guys like have like a stamp. Dude, like it's an imprint.
Team crafted demon.
It's an imprint.
Yeah.
So wait, how did you both meet? Because you guys have known each other for like, it's been a while now.
I think mutual friends, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We had mutual friends back in like 2019.
Yeah. Six-ish years ago. And then it turns out that he lived like, 20 minutes away?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Hey. In New Jersey. Yep.
Who docked you?
We met up, had a dinner. I still have that picture saved because I was a big old chonky boy, I'll be honest.
2019. Oh my
God, 2019.
Yeah. Well, you helped me out big time though. In 3 years ago, he got me into the gym for the first time ever. Like I had not been in the gym in a very long time, and he taught me everything. Dude, he's the man. Nick is the man. Like I'm talking like. He went with me like every day almost for like 2-3 weeks straight.
Nick's
just like
brutal
teaching
at the gym. I don't know how you did it. I remember one time I went with him to do, I think it was ab workouts. We were doing ab workouts. and you had this fucking, oh my God. It was like an awful routine. I did it. Mm. I did like one set. And then he was like, all right, we got to do that 3 more times. I was like, no.
Dude. Yeah, dude. He did that the first time we went to the gym. It was like an hour and a half long session of leg day combined with all of that. And then at the very end, he sends me home with a, remember, low carbs. And I'm like, dude, I am like, dude, I need to eat like all the carbs. I'm going to die, dude.
Yep. All the carbs. In that time, I've definitely grown a lot. Like, I would have told you maybe like a sweet potato or something now, right? Like, I should have at least said, eat a sweet potato.
Yeah, dude, you're like, low sweet potato.
Dude, I'll be for real. Yeah. I went right home and stopped at Chipotle on the way. I was like, I'm not doing the low carb.
That's still the wave right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Chipotle, yeah. Yeah, no, I remember all that time, and I was just like, I was just at the gym all the time, dude. Yeah. I would go work out in the morning and then or like morning, early afternoon, and then you'd get off and you'd be ready to go work out at like 7 o'clock at night. And
yeah, then usually I would like go with you. 6, 7 around there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
6, 7, yeah.
sorry.
I looked at everyone's face.
My head said dive there for a second.
My ears perked up like a dog.
Yeah, dude, that's why I said 7. I didn't want to say it.
Bro, we found, Camden and I found the new one last night. I was brushing my teeth. And I was
the
like,
new number.
We were talking about something. Yeah, and he was like, 10 or 11. And I was like,
10 or 11?
10 or 11. Okay. What? All right.
Wait, we already moved past 41.
It's just kind of nice.
41's been dead, bro. I think that's been
never
past. I was like
41.
A day or two of hype. And then it was gone. It was like gone after.
Dude, I'll see Buffalo Wild Wings
Wait,
making a 41.
Jerome. Oh. Are your viewers still like young demographic? Like, are they still like...
I mean, well, it's hard for me to tell, right? Because I think there's two audiences. I live stream Monday through Friday, and I do videos daily. Uh-huh. So the video audience, I don't know. Like, some of them I feel like are definitely younger, but the live stream audience, 100% they're older. Like, I'm talking like probably 16 is the youngest end of things, and you'd be shocked. I have some viewers that come out all the time, like, every day that are up to like 35, 36. So it's definitely, I would say the average viewer right now for my live content, like 22, 23 years old. It's real. Wow. Like it's different, man. It's never been like that before for me.
Yeah. Interesting.
I like it though. Jeez. It's fun.
Yeah. Cause I was going to ask like if you have those young kids, like I just wonder what the comment sections of like young audiences are right now, like with
that's why I think that I don't have a lot of young audience, because I see it like with Roblox like channels. I'll like look at their like comment section, I'll be like, oh my God. But then I like look at my own, it's nothing like that. So I'm like, yeah, I think they've kind of aged up a lot, which is good. It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. No, like, dude, I was looking at my nephews, because my nephew's trying to do like a YouTube channel right now, and I think he was just doing a bunch of like FNAF edits with CapCut, using a bunch of PNGs that he gets online, and then you know doing whatever, and he all he ever comments is like questions, like if he just spams questions, and he'll make like a kind of like a tree of comments underneath like a bunch of videos he watches. It's like, how did you do this? How did this happen? What's this? What is that? What's going on here? What's going on there? It's like a whole list.
Wow.
Like, he's so committed, so dude. And sometimes I read our comments and like, I just imagine, for the most part, I imagine just people kind of being like, it's like comment and you forget about it. You just like leave it alone.
Yeah.
You
know,
I don't really comment, so I don't have like a thing. Usually when we comment, it's like something stupid, like a joke or whatever, but it is really, really hard to tell the sort of age demographic with comments.
It is, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can tell with young kid, you could tell in the comments section, you'd be like, oh my, mm-hmm.
That's so true. Yeah, I don't really comment on YouTube too much. Sometimes I do, and then yeah,
dude,
I was never really a commenter. I was a Twitch chatter, bro. That's
your
really
XQC
like
XQC era, bro.
Bro, yeah. Oh my God, yeah, that was fucked up. I would just go into chats and just like, I'd like craft messages that would be more likely to be read than others.
Oh, you're
you know,
smart.
Like ask a question or. Say something very relevant in the moment, you know, because I it's like a little addiction, a little dopamine hit whenever my Twitch chat comment was read. It was strange.
Jerome,
strange
did
thing.
You know that Grunk was our most parasocial fan?
What? Like for you guys? Or
I my I never had the ambition to like become a YouTuber. I just wanted to be friends with the people I watched. And
then you won a raffle.
You won a raffle we hosted a long time ago.
No shot, really?
You won a GoGo giveaway. No.
I did start streaming, but I was on S&P Live for a little bit. Nice. And then that was kind of my in. And then I was on S&P Earth.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And then that's how we connected. Yeah. But it was just like, yeah, I never really like had the drive or motivation for YouTube or Twitch. I just wanted awesome
and
friends.
And it just kind of accidentally happened from there.
Yeah. Like it all worked out very luckily. And I don't know. I can't really
explain. Well, dude, you hit the nail on the head, though. That's something a lot of people don't realize is like, some, like the people that you record with a lot of time end up being like some of your best friends. Like you see them more often than anyone else. You connect with them. You also like, I think there's something about sharing like a common goal. Like if you're working together to make a really awesome video, get as many views as possible. Like that's fun. Like that's cool. Like that's, I don't know, man. Like I end up usually being best friends with the people I record with. It just happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like our vibe is like based on friendship as well. Like without the core friendship, we would just fall apart. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's definitely a foundation that you can't really just get rid of, you know?
Yeah. We literally stop when that shit, like when we notice like something's just weird, we like stop and we like recalculate. And
It's like, okay, hold on. Something's off with us.
Yeah. Cause like off. About a year ago, we were doing our group channel and we were getting a pretty decent traction. A lot of videos were doing really well, but we started to realize very, very quickly that it was starting to be more of like that business than the friendship, which is okay. But like when you don't know how to like differentiate the two, you can very easily confuse the both of them and intertwine them. And then things just start to get like, not weird, but like just things just start to get like a little too off. Yeah. Like we operate again on like the friendship basis. So it's like... Yeah, I don't know.
It's like a fine balance, though, and it's really hard, right? Because like you want to like treat things like a true friendship, like you don't want like any like business or anything in the way. But at the same time, at the end of the day, it's your guys' jobs. Like you kind of like you know what I mean. You actually you do have to have some kind of. I get what you're saying. It's difficult to balance the two. So I've been there.
Oh, go ahead, Isaac.
No, you're good. You're good.
No, I was gonna totally change. Go ahead.
I was gonna say. Oh,
you guys are so sweet.
So I took like one singular, no, I took a few, but I took one marketing class way back in my day during my very, very short college career before I got my first YouTube check and I dropped out. Don't be me. okay. So the first thing my professor said to me when I walked into this room, she opened up the entire semester with saying, rule number one of business, never start a business with your family or friends. And I was like, damn, okay. All right, we're just going to just lead with that as I'm like, you know, looking to go home and record with all of my friends and everything, and watching it gradually turn into something that I have to maintain on a business standpoint. It was tough. And, it, you know, there wasn't always like a balance that I found to work, but it all worked out in the end because, I mean, we're still here.
I was going to say two things to dissect with that. One, like it can backfire hard when you work with friends and family, but it doesn't necessarily have to. And the second thing is just in general in life, especially when it comes to teachers or professors, like this person's they're teaching, like they're not like this isn't like a business guru. It's not like a billionaire came up to you with some great novel advice. Like what business is this person running to tell you that it doesn't work? Like don't work with friends and family. What businesses do you have? None. Okay, well, shut up, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, dude, like, I don't care what you have to say. Like, I really
and that
don't.
Was pretty much, that was the only thing I really took away from that class and a few other, like, silly pointers. But, yeah, it is like, knowing in that world that's not something that's normal.
Yeah, I wouldn't even lead that with, like, a don't. It's just more of, like, know that there could be some, not consequences, but certain outcomes could happen as a result. You know what I'm saying?
I think the biggest thing is you have to, if you do end up working with friends, if you... are able to, like, if you're someone who's able to separate the two, if push comes to shove and be like, hey, look, like, you know, we need to part ways or whatever, then fine, you can do it. But if you're not someone, if you're a timid person or you're not someone who can like confront a friend like that, it's not for you. You can't work with friends and family because like you're gonna like butt heads sometimes. And if you're too like scared to say anything, yeah, you can get yourself in a lot of trouble. You can get yourself in a big pickle. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So. That's why, like, you know, that's why I firmly believe just like communication is like the key, you know, to everything. Like, and I've always said this, it's
really
like
is.
The number one differentiating thing between turning 17 and 18
is communicating and like, you know, like your words, because at 17 years old, someone can speak for you still, right? Your parents or your guardian. But once you turn 18, you are the one speaking for yourself. And like, you know, sure, people can still try and speak for you, but people are going to look at the fact you're an adult now, you know? Yeah. So you have to be responsible for yourself and communicate. And that is like my number one takeaway, you know, because no one else is going to do it for you, to be honest, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I wanted to ask you real quick, because I heard this story, but I don't know if I remembered it correctly. Was it in London when you were at an airport? Is that where you met PewDiePie?
No, no, that was that was actually at Newark Airport.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I can't, I can't remember where we were going. I was flying somewhere with Mitch, so Beijing Canadian. We were going somewhere. And then he, we're walking by, and right there is Marzia and PewDiePie just sitting at this, like, the restaurant right there. Nick, I don't know how familiar you are with Newark Airport. It's Terminal C, and you go to the left.
I'm pretty sure he just redid Terminal C.
Oh, okay. Well, Terminal C, you go to the left wing, and then you go down to the restaurant right there. They were standing, they're sitting right there. And I look at Mitch and go, dude, that was totally, like, that was PewDiePie. Like, that was it. And we just went over there and we were like, dude, hello. It was really cool. I don't know if it's still up on his channel, but we were in the vlog for like a half a second. Like, you could see us walking up.
Wait.
And I was like, that's us. Like, we're in it.
I feel like I remember that. I don't know. Like, I was definitely watching PewDiePie back in the day. And I feel like I remember having that like connection of like, wait.
Wait a minute.
What are they doing here?
Yeah, dude, it's crazy.
What year was this?
Wow, dude.
Oh, God. Probably 2014. I'd say probably 2014, somewhere around there.
Oh, my God.
Damn. Man, that's crazy.
Did he, like, know you guys? Like, have you guys, like,
at the time, yeah,
already?
He did. Now, he either could be extremely polite and just had pretended to know us, but he did say he knew, like, he had heard of us or knew us. And I was like, oh, that's awesome. He could have just been polite. Right. I don't know. But
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's
he claimed
crazy
he did, so that was cool.
That's okay, that's funny.
Dude,
Newark,
it's crazy.
Bro. That's so funny.
Newark, of all places.
Newark, the butthole of America, bro. Y'all
paradise, dude. The nicest. There's waterfalls in the background. It's very scenic. Beautiful Newark.
Dude, so beautiful. I love Newark Airport.
I can't get over that Newark is going to host the World Cup final. I'm like, dude, we can't show the rest of the world Newark. The rest of the world isn't ready for Newark, New Jersey.
When was that?
Is that real?
You don't know that? Yeah, it's at MetLife Stadium where the Giants play.
Oh my God.
You didn't know that? World Cup final.
Lit,
the World Cup final stadium. Type that in. It says
the world.
The upcoming
world
final.
Cup. World is coming.
The
here.
Upcoming final for 2026 will be held at MetLife Stadium in East
oh
Rutherford,
my God.
New Jersey.
The world's going to see New York.
We got to go.
No, we don't want to go.
You know how they do those, like, like drone shots of the outside of the stadium? Like, whenever they do that, it's just going to be like the most depressing scene ever.
It's going to be gray. It's just going to be.
Like, how could you show the whole world this? You can't.
Like, I love where I grew up and the surrounding towns where I grew up, but like, once I tread a few towns past that, it starts to get a little murky.
Dude, all the towns when I went, they're all fine. They looked fine.
Okay,
you
Larry,
so
let's
hardcore.
Time out for a second. Jerome, I picked this guy up from the airport, dude, and we were driving on the parkway back home. And he said that Camden was one of the prettiest towns.
Dude. Yeah, were...
Wait, Camden?
Camden, New Jersey. We're driving.
It looked fine. It was like trees everywhere.
It was either Camden or Irvington,
dude,
whichever one
was...
of the two. He
we
said
were
it was
driving.
Beautiful.
We were driving in like a highway, and there was trees everywhere. And we were doing this like loop. And I was just looking at all the trees and, like, you know, it was like cool. I was like, oh, yeah, this is chill. This is really, really pretty.
No,
it was
trees.
It was calm, dude.
Yeah, dude, I love Jersey. I remember we ate at a diner and I was like, this is the best food I've ever had in my entire life.
You did say that.
The best onion rings Tanner's ever had.
The best onion rings.
Okay, the diners are clutch because a lot of them are 24 hours. So, like, at 3 a.m., you can just get a waffle with ice cream on it. It's pretty good.
Are they still 24 hours even after COVID?
Some are. Not like, I'm trying to think. Like, the smaller ones, no. I think whatever Sunset Diner used to be on 22. I don't even remember where that was, Nick. Where
Sunset Diner.
They changed their name. Now they're like, I don't know, they pick some ritzy name for some reason.
Are they in like the middle of 22?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it wouldn't be Union Diner, I don't think.
Gotta be real
Union
man,
Plaza
dude.
Diner.
There are definitely some that are in there 24 hours still. but not
COVID definitely screwed up some shit.
And that's the one. That's the one thing I miss about like pre-COVID, were the 24-hour everything's.
Well, we had Wawa, Isaac, so we were chilling.
Oh, Wawa!
Wawa never even once went not 24 hours, and that is why they're still
Wawa is fire still.
That is why they're still the goat.
Mm-hmm. Dude, we need to get sponsored by Wawa.
Yo, Wawa, hit me.
Can we be like ambassadors?
Oh my gosh, can we do that? You guys don't even have access to Wawa. Only I do.
We can open up one here.
We can be the pilot for Texas. Let's try and talk to them.
That'd be fantastic.
Let's all go
on
a Wawa. Let's do a Wawa next to a Cobble Bob. Like right.
Name oh my God!
And then we
I'm
just
at
start
the Wawa.
We start stacking all of our favorite stores in like one street. It's all like right next to each other.
We're the only customers too. We need a Subway for Tanner. We need a Wawa for Isaac. Grunk, when you visit, we can get a Wegmans.
Well,
right?
In Texas, you guys okay, have Bucky's, right? Bucky's.
We
is
have
sick.
Bucky's.
We got Bucky's.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Dude, Bucky's is here now, too.
Not a problem, but, like, the thing with Bucky's is that Bucky's, like, are always in the middle of nowhere. It's, like, they're always the, they're always in between towns. So, if you want to go to the Bucky's, you got to drive, like, quite a
like
80 30,
miles.
Away.
Yeah. I think the closest one to us is, like, 60 miles away.
Oh, that's crazy, not close bro. At all.
Yeah.
Well, but, I think in terms
cool.
of Texas.
They're definitely cool.
That's like 40 minutes away.
In terms of Texas, that's like
in terms
a skip
of Texas,
and a
that's like 40 minutes away.
Yeah, but if you're like really in the mood for like a snack, you're not driving.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck no. I'm sorry. I can't do that. That's too far away.
But dude, being like a general manager over at Wawa, they get paid very handsomely.
No, they get like benefits out the
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that till one of my best friends, like he was a groomsman at my wedding, and he's also one of my longest running employees, Steve. So he's worked for me for almost 10 years now. And before he worked for me, he worked at Wawa, and he was like an assistant manager there. And he was telling me how like if he had stayed just like another year or two, he would have gotten like, I think it was like stock options and like a bunch of other benefits and like salary.
What?
And I'm like, this
one of the highest positions is like $250,000.
I was like, dude, I was like, that's, we just play Minecraft. You probably should have stayed there.
It's like, what are you doing here?
That's dude.
Employee.
That's so is Wawa only like East Coast?
Yeah, Upper East. Yeah. Only and East. There's some in Florida. It's just all East Coast. I'll be real.
Dang, dude.
It really is. So I feel bad because, like me, I'm from Pennsylvania. Grunk here is from Virginia. And of course, Willie. But the two people. They haven't like had access to a Wawa or Larry and Tanner. And I feel for them, man. It just makes me upset.
Dude, there is in my town, there's nothing. There's a 7-Eleven. There is
dude. Your town is awesome.
My town is kind of awesome because it's just funny. But I have like there's no snack options. There's
well,
no
it's like cozy.
I mean 7-Eleven
like,
is all you need
cozy.
Though for snacks.
Yeah. I do like taquitos here and there.
Yeah, but you've never you've never had a Hoagie Fest hoagie.
No, but I did go to Wawa once, and I was like, it was like Disneyland for me because I was just looking at all the, I was looking at all the snacks like, oh wow!
I still have that picture of you, Tanner, outside of the Wawa, and you were wearing your brand new Yeezys that you bought, and you were wearing like a hoodie that I bought and something. Remember
I was
this,
wearing
guys?
Pretty much all your clothes.
I think Nick, if you look at your first Instagram post ever, I'm pretty sure it was that. It was
where we did that sandwich picture where like Isaac gave me a sandwich and like we dabbed each other up. Mm-hmm. That is my first picture. It's right here. It you can't really right see it that well, but
damn, that's
Isaac passing me the sandwich.
I remember that day. So
sandwich.
Good.
You hang up the phone. Each other up. You take it. And you dap him up.
And that's
fire.
That was the first time we all met in person too. Which is crazy.
That was crazy.
That was like a movie, yeah.
Not to circle back to, it's Bucky's, right? We were talking about Bucky's.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you like comparing, contrasting the employee benefits?
The general manager of Bucky's can make between $150,000 and $225,000 a year.
Good God. What?
The 401k is 100% match up to 6%, 3 weeks paid off. Like, dude, even the
I'll see you guys later. I'm gonna go.
Dude,
I'm gonna go work
Tanner's
at Bucky's.
Quitting,
and Wawa.
Quitting content creation to go get a job at Bucky's.
Jerome, assistant general manager, $100,000 to $150,000
for Bucky's
at Bucky's or Wawa.
Yeah. Oh wait, you're talking about Wawa? Was your friend? Wait, who?
Oh, he's at Wawa.
Yeah. Oh, he's at Wawa. Okay. Okay,
man,
I think,
so there is
I think Bucky's clears. Dang. I think Bucky's clears.
He was an assistant general, man.
Well,
he was just an assistant
drive
manager.
Out there.
So I think there's a difference, right?
Damn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because general probably is like.
Or am
regional.
I just like coping well, for potentially ruining his life? Hold on, let me see. let me just quickly take a look here.
Yeah, I'm looking here. The general manager makes upwards of almost a quarter of a million. And then, dude, like the
oh,
car
Jesus
wash
Christ,
managers
Steve,
can
I'm
make
so
125K. That's insane.
Bro.
I'm sorry, Steve.
God, Steve. Oh, no.
Why don't you tell me?
Maybe they'll take it back.
maybe we can open a Buc-ee's or something.
Let's do it. I'm telling you.
Can we, as a franchise, well, we should open a Buc-ee's and put Steve in charge.
Dude, yeah. Let's do
well,
it.
That would have been Steve's whole life.
Dude,
he'd be
I know
so
Steve
happy.
Would run that like the Navy.
He would. He'd run that tight as hell.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be a single complaint.
Run that tight as hell. It's not a franchise. It's privately owned. Sadly.
Oh, dude, lame.
Boring. All right, maybe we can privately have a conversation with them and just privately be there.
Let's just make let's do a new mascot. Let's do a new guy, whole new thing, copy the same layout. Who's gonna care? Who cares?
Speed run to a cease and desist. Let's get it. We'll call it
let's call it Buc-ee's, but B-U-C-K.
You know, it'd go viral, freaking cucking.
What?
Really? Why would that go viral?
I'm serious. Everyone would be like, this new gas station is called what? Cuckies, and it has a bunch of cuck-themed items,
what?
And everybody goes,
what?
Yeah.
What would they sell it? What
It'd
would they sell
up.
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Like chairs. And,
chairs.
Like, who knows
napkins.
What else? Maybe like a camcorder.
Chairs and a camcorder.
The chairs.
The mascot sitting down on a chair with a camcorder.
Man, yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Oh, dude,
there's a real market.
Yeah,
it's nuts because I actually now more than ever I could see it being a store.
A thing?
Yeah, for like a temporary amount of time.
Yeah, it pops up. It's
really?
Like Spirit Halloween. It pops up for
Should
a little
we do
bit
it?
And then it goes
Let's
away.
Let's do it. Let's fucking yeah. Willie vlog.
Freaking do it.
Willie vlog.
Oh, no.
Let's do
Willy
it.
We made a new store.
We created a store. Jerome, I've been meaning to ask this, and again, we've been friends now for 6 years, so I probably did end up asking this over a nice steak.
Okay.
What were the golden years of YouTube, would you say? Like, in all of YouTube now, what
like,
would
not
be,
for
like,
me. You're talking about, like, just YouTube?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, what would be, like, the best peak, like, for creators, like, the best time to have been making content. Like, it's the best pay. The algorithm is really helping you grow a lot. It's, like, booming and just in general.
I'm going to say something that's going to piss off a lot of people.
Ooh, the answer is right now.
The answer is literally right now. Woo! It has never been a more fair...
Are
it's
you
never
serious?
Been a more fair system. If you make good content, you will succeed, which is why my content sucks and my views are way down. And I know it, though. I own it, dude. Like, I don't make good content. I don't care, though. I mean, like, I'm on the back nine of my career. I'm good. Like, oh, I don't care.
Yeah,
but, like, content, I, dude, 100%. If you make actually good content, think about this. How many channels do you know or have come across that have, like, 10k subs that put out like 3 or 4 videos and they're getting like 500,000 views a video and it makes no sense? Well, it does make sense because it's just good content. YouTube is actually picking up. Back in the day, dude, you can make the best content in the world and your first 10 videos are still gonna get like 100 views. Now you make the best video, that first video could get 100, 200, 500k views, 1 million views. No, this is the most fair system it's ever been. People hate hearing that, but most of the time when people hate hearing it, it's because their content sucks. I'm just gonna be real. Mine is too. I'm not being judgmental. I get it. Mine sucks, but so does yours, pal. I'm just being
damn,
honest.
Damn.
It's just true. It's crazy. It is true.
Head on the head, man.
So
that's heartwarming to hear. I need to hear that. Holy crap, dude. Do I fucking? I really want to fight. I really want to fight for like quality content and sort of kind of progressing. Sort of like it's a lot. Of, like me and Isaac. We do a lot of editing, like most of our time is spent editing, and we take a lot from a bunch of, not even, well, at least for me right now, I'm not even taking from YouTube like videos. Cause like when we started editing, I'm pretty sure we were both like taken from a bunch of, YouTubers that we liked. I took from like Soviet Womble and that subtitling. And then I took from other people, but now it's like, I'm really into movies. And yeah. I like taking inspiration from movies and applying them to our gaming videos that we got going on. So a lot of the music, a lot of the like intro, outro, transition graphics I want to put a lot of care into, even though they're gaming videos. Like, end of the day, they are gaming videos. But if I can do that for gaming videos, then that can translate over to even like the IRL content that we do. And, you know, it can get even further than that, further than just videos on YouTube.
And gaming videos are great, dude. Like, I what a low lift way to, like, if you can nail it on the head, dude, it's the lowest lift way to get good views on YouTube. And it's cost effective. It's everything. It's wonderful, dude. Like, if you can blow up a gaming channel, it's way better than running a real life channel, in my opinion. You might have a harder time finding brands and stuff to sponsor you, but I mean, whatever. If the content's good, they'll come.
I want to tackle both. Viewers. I want to tackle IRL in a way that's like, I like traveling. I don't know about you boys, but I do like the travel stuff. It is a bit of a hassle to figure out, like, the, you know, it's like the setup, right? The setup's always going to be with cameras and trying to get angles and microphones and all this stuff. But besides that, I feel like there is like a gap. Or there is like a ceiling with gaming that can happen. It does depend on like the ideation maybe, or like how you, because like it's a difference between just playing the game and then also playing the game with extra stuff, you know, or maybe like you're playing it in like a non-traditional way. That could be the difference, or I don't know, whatever it may be, or even just the editing itself. But yeah, I do see a lot of people though make some really crazy content and they got like 5k it's like 5k subscribers, but the videos get like 250,000 views, and it's like this level of production all being done by one person, and it's crazy. It's always one person, or it's always like like a small team doing some crazy animations, or you know, all these things. It's like, wow, I don't even know. It's nuts.
Yeah,
well, I have a question for you, Jerome. What do you think about like the Mr. Beastification of YouTube? No. Like, do you support that or no?
Support is what, like, I don't not support it. I don't do support it. I don't know. It's kind of, it is just a reality. And that's the whole reason that like quality's had to go up so much. I say it all the time. Like, I've said it to my wife. I'm like, thank God that I don't have to like compete nowadays, dude. Like, I just, because it's way harder now. He raised the bar to new, like, heights. And I would say the only danger is it's not impossible, but on a limited budget, you really, it's harder. It's a lot
think outside
harder.
The box. You really have to
because it's not always like, that's not the case. Like, it's not like money trumps art. But at the same time, if you've got money to spend on a video, typically you can hire a better editor, you can hire a better cinematographer or cameraman, whatever you want to refer to them as. You know, you can pay for assets like royalty-free music. You can pay for a good thumbnail artist. You know, you have more tools at your disposal.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean just because you throw money at a wall doesn't mean it's going to stick either.
Well, dude, you have the best tools ever. Right. If you don't know what to do with them, you're not going to be making the best content ever because of those tools.
Yeah.
You know, it's 100%.
But it definitely helps. You know, it does what I'm help. Saying? Like, it 100% helps. Helps. So it helps, I don't know. I don't like that aspect of it. I miss when, like, my first videos, when I was blowing up on YouTube, I had 1 million subscribers and I was recording on a laptop with a trackpad and a microphone that didn't have a stand. It was just on top of a stack of books.
Wow.
And like, but nowadays that would never happen. You could never succeed with that level.
You couldn't get away with that.
You know, whatever. You couldn't.
Maybe. I mean, so I if it's funny enough, you know, some people really like the, I remember when like,
I mean, like, look at
Slushy
Noobs.
Yeah,
you heard of Slushy Noobs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very simple.
Like, they're kind of a new channel that's, they just record on their iPhone and do very minimal editing. But a lot of people,
there's a lot
like
of that
it.
Content right now where it's just iPhone and that's it. It's like iPhone
dude.
Personality.
So that's coming iPhones. Back. There's been
I'm
a lot of
real.
Talk about like real life, just more authentic content where people just basically unfiltered. They might have like a few cuts, but it's just them talking to the camera, like stuff you would have seen in 2009, 10, 11, 12.
Exactly.
People are looking for authenticity again.
This is, it's something that happened as a result of course, the Mr. Beastification. All the
counterproduction.
Yeah, it did a full circle, and now we're back to square one where, you know, less can be more, and people can appreciate
it. Well, you're seeing it in the stats, too, Isaac, where, like, if you look at, like, social media stats, social media amongst younger kids, shockingly, is actually down since COVID. It's not down a lot, but it's slowly starting to trend downward. I think you're starting to see a reverse of I think people are dopamine burnt out. I think they're just completely burnt out. And I think you're starting to see people start to seek out long form content with less consistent dopamine hits. Cause like, it's just kind of exhausting, dude. Like, I don't know what you guys are in COVID. Like, I was doom scrolling Twitter nonstop. Like, I wonder what meteor's going to hit Earth today. And like, I don't know. It gets exhausting. Like, I found myself moving more towards like long form media, trying to read a little bit more, like things like that. It's better. It's better for your brain too, but that's a whole nother discussion.
It is.
And that's not something.
Cause clicking on a Mr. Beast.
I watched.
Well,
I
even
think the
Mr.
last...
Beast was trying to do that, wasn't he? Slow things down.
His definition is like removing the smile from his thumbnail. I mean, I'm watching this guy's videos, and he's blowing up like trains. And as cool as that is, you know, it gets to a point where I'm watching that every other week for multiple years. It's going to start to lose its spark, and you can't go higher than that. Like the bar is raised.
There's a guy on TikTok named Hoopify who parodies the whole style. Every time, every word he says has like a bell, and it's like beep 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 beep.
Hoopsify. I remember back when the 6-7 shit started like blowing up. Dude, he had like 230 shorts where he just said the same thing. Who is this kid, and why does he keep saying the number 6-7? This is the 6-7 kid. And he would just go on and on and on and on. And I don't even know how we got here to this specific part, but it's, I've seen that guy a lot on TikTok, dude. I wanted to loop back because Grunk asked a question that was almost, it was on par with mine. But Jerome, out of everything that you've done in all your years doing content creation, whether on Minecraft or something else, you know, what was the most grandiose project or video that, you know, almost drove you up a wall to get out or just do? Was there something of that caliber in your career?
It's a tough one. I'm trying to think.
You could chew on it.
Yeah, I was going to say, let me think on this. Because, like, typically... You know, a lot of the content we do is not like super difficult, really, in nature. Honestly, I have an answer, and I don't want to say it because I don't want to disparage the brand. But can I leave it at? It's sometimes brands can be the biggest pain in the world to work with.
Yep.
And I literally wasted 2 straight days and a lot of money shooting at this one thing, and then they just nuked the entire idea and then had me do it from my house, which is what I suggested to begin with. And so I wasted 48 hours and a ton of money, and then had to reshoot it again, and did it over the course of like a few hours that day, and none of that was necessary, and I wanted to pull my hair out.
I do not
want to say the brand name.
Yeah, you're told. I think that's enough context. Those who know, we'll leave it at that. I've had my fair share of experiences like that. Yeah. Never traveling, but yeah, brands can be a massive pain in the butt.
Bro, I will air them out right now. Timu, bro. Timu, they made me re-record some shit like 4 times, bro.
I'm going to air it out. Dollar General. Dollar General. You done messed me up.
Timu, bro.
I'll never work with Timu again, bro. Like, again, also, yeah, sure, the class action lawsuit. But, like, still, they made me re-record some shit so many times. I was like... What happened to the agreement of like free, like I could do whatever I wanted and let me integrate it naturally? Because it turned from like, yeah, you can do whatever you want to, well, we want you to read this. And then I read this and they're like, okay, now can you put a picture on screen and hold it in your hand as well? I'm like,
yeah, make sure you put the coupon code, the one that makes no sense and there's a bunch of letters and numbers on the screen.
Yeah,
too.
Also, we sent you a tattoo gun. Get a tattoo of Timu on your shoulder.
Some brands, they took over the industry for a very short amount of time. This was like when did Timu like first pop? Two years ago,
right?
Yeah.
Dude, they get like every Super Bowl, they get like 4 ads.
They used to. They didn't have one. I was looking this year. They didn't have one for this year.
Really?
They didn't. But they did. Okay. They were blowing it on Super Bowl ads. Tons of creator
integrations.
Dude,
those are expensive Super Bowl ads. Dude, what's the catch? Because I've never used Timu. So what's the catch? Because I get their like ads and it'll be like, act now and you can get this like $50 product for like $1 or whatever, right? And I'm like, Well, surely
yeah, I see
not.
Nintendo Switches for like $13. I'm like, that's something's wrong.
That's yeah. what I'm saying.
I think
what's
they
the
like, isn't it
right?
like really bad labor quality?
There was that.
Like
so a lot
isn't
of
it drop
stems,
shipping as well.
It is drop shipping. So if you go to Walmart, you're going to find something that has a certain amount of dollar amount. But Walmart gets it from a supplier or a manufacturer for much, much less. Temu is pretty much like cutting out. In between Walmart and manufacturer, they're right in the middle. So everything that comes from the manufacturer goes to Temu, and they can just slash the hell out of these prices. But on the same side, of course, there's going to be like pros and cons for buying things that are $1.22 that should not be $1.22. Like it's too good to be true type of thing. Yeah. There were a lot of labor issues. They got outed. There was a whole thing. Yeah. And again, this is like years ago, but yeah, it's that's one of the brands that a lot of creators on here, you know, we just shilled the hell out of it, and then later come find out it's yikes, and you pull in your collar.
Yeah, I'm reading this now. What a class! It's like Temu offers low prices by cutting out the middlemen, like we were saying, sourcing directly from Chinese manufacturers and using the U.S. I guess it's de minimis tax import loophole. So it's like they allow packages to below a certain value of $800 to enter the country without being inspected or taxed.
That is now gone. Thank
is
you,
that
tariff.
Gone now?
The tariffs. Yeah.
But I don't know too much on that, but I do
tariffs
know
basically everything coming from out of country, like China, if they were to sell like a bunch of Temu shit here, are like doubled the tax now.
Well, so yeah, like, I know that they put, you know, they tariff it, the goods that's coming in, but yeah, that's boring.
Let's talk about Minecraft. What's your favorite mod pack, Jerome?
No, Jerome, I'm kind of interested. I was like, dang, that's really affecting the world right now, man.
No, I think that, like, companies like Temu, bro, like, which, by the way, guys, shout out to Honey for sponsoring today's podcast, right, guys?
Oh, really?
No.
I was like, I thought they got canceled or something.
We're bringing them back.
Come on, they said, come on.
They chose us.
They chose us. And we,
they're doing some like random, like shout out. Thank you so much, Purple Plays, for sponsoring us this video. We love Purple Plays. We play it every day, right, guys? We're gonna get on tomorrow.
And I'm hopping on Purple Plays. Our second sponsor, Cuckies. Thank you so much.
Cuckies. Thank you so much. Cannot forget Solitaire. Solitaire, the computer card game.
Solitaire sponsor.
You can get it now. You already have it on your computer, actually. Play it. Go ahead.
This is their first brand ever.
And
first
Spider.
Generation.
Spider.
Thank
I think
you, Spiders.
Yeah, Spider.
Yeah, we tried Minesweeper because Larry really loves Minesweeper.
Oh, I love Minesweeper, dude. I could do a competition. I don't care. I'll compete with the world. Love that.
Has Rubik's Cube ever sponsored anyone?
That's a good question.
I think like
who owns Rubik's Cube? Is like, it Rubik's?
Like, no, Rubik's.
No, it is Rubik's with an X.
Yeah, Rubik's.
I haven't touched Rubik's Cubes in a while. My God.
I haven't touched a Rubik's Cube.
I've never solved the Rubik's Cube in my entire life.
Dude, it pissed me off, man. I can't do it.
I don't have the attention span to actually like
learn it.
Just start turning it. And I'm just like, I don't know. I just throw it away.
I just went to their website. What is this? Do they make like harder ones now?
They make like 9x9s and stuff.
Dude, like what is this? No, like what are all these colors?
Oh. Dude, if you're colorblind,
I am colorblind, and I can tell this is mess, dude.
Oh, God,
don't look at it.
Whoa. Are you actually colorblind?
red, green, and color deficient, yeah.
Oh, dude, that's like all of Rubik's Cubes, dude.
It's the only three colors of a Rubik's Cube, Jerome. I feel bad.
Jerome.
It's not. You're not missing out on much. I can promise you that much. You're just
Jerome, good news. Good news. They have a Rubik's Batman Cuber, so you can play... with a Rubik's Cube that's Batman.
Oh, there we go.
Thank God. Yeah. Thank God for
I'm
that.
I'm glad the world we live in.
Here you go, man. Awesome. Go take a look at that.
Dude, they're all the same color. How are you supposed to solve it?
That's even worse than the one that he sent. What are you talking about?
Wait, this is crazy, dude. How do you solve it?
Yeah, I don't get that.
Well, I found one that's arguably even worse.
Dude, this is the kind of thing you give to that one family member you absolutely hate for Christmas. You just get him the Batman Cuber.
Yeah, have fun with this.
Batman
You're not solving
Cuber.
This, and if you think you did, you didn't.
Awesome.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Wednesday, dude.
Go ahead, take a look at the Wednesday
What the
cube.
Hell? They're all the same.
Yeah.
Man, Jerome, I'm sorry, dude. We went from you know, you've played so much Minecraft. We're just talking about another form of block right now. Like,
oh my God, I didn't realize that.
Like, where are the circles at?
Where are the circle games at?
I want to talk about
Wait,
some
they
other
make
shape.
New games too? Rubik's Race?
Oh, I saw it. It's like,
whoa.
Whoa. Dude, we should get a sponsorship. We got to get the word out.
Damn.
I didn't know Rubik's products. Yeah.
Oh my God.
What is that game called?
The word out here.
Comment if you want to see.
I wonder how many people would actually buy a Rubik's Cube if they heard a brand integration.
I don't know, guys. The
Rubik's Cube community.
Get this new cube.
It's kind of hardcore. Like, they're, when you're in the community, you're in.
Yeah.
r/Rubik's Cube is crazy.
Yeah.
That and the Tetris community.
Oh my God, bro.
It's just more blocks, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. You didn't. Nick, how could you pass on the Rubik's Iron Man Cuber?
Well, you said you were red colorblind, so I
so you found
that
the one
be,
that
like,
is
making
all
fun
black.
Of you. Oh, no they got Black Panther, Hulk. Oh, they got all of them.
Dude,
the whole gang.
The
yeah, I was trying Rubik's? To be nice.
Yeah, dude,
they got Hello Kitty. The Hello Kitty one's so cute. Oh my God.
Yeah,
oh,
hey Jerome, right. I know you're colorblind and red, but here's Iron Man.
Here's Batman, and it's all different shades of gray.
They got a sensory one.
All right, well, shout out Rubik's, Mr. Rubik's himself sponsored us. Wow. As well as GamerSups, actually, sponsoring us using code GROOP
for 10%
off. That one's the real one. There are a few lies for sponsors. Yeah. You have to figure out which
one. Cuckies is not
real. One truth, four lies.
Cuckies is the real one, Isaac.
I really want to see if someone like invented that joke already, but I don't want that in my Google search history. Like, I don't want to search that, and then my wife comes downstairs, and she's like...
What is this? Yeah. What are you doing?
Oh my God, it exists.
Cookies.
It does?
Nuh-uh. No, I gotta look it up now. I'm not scared.
Cookies. I'm not scared. No one checks my
computer.
Is
it spelled like that, dude?
Oh, it is.
Whoa.
Wow.
It's
like it is,
exactly
dude.
The joke.
They already did our hard work for us.
Exactly
now all we need is a
How
store.
Did you guys spell it? Because I'm getting a bunch of birds.
You looked
dude.
Up.
Okay.
Did you look up a cuckoo?
C-U-C-E-E-S.
Maybe. Oh, I see.
Damn. A planned but not yet open spin-off of Bucky's with some locations set to open in 2027.
Wait, it's already planned.
Some location.
Oh,
yeah. There's never an original idea anymore, ever.
Wait, Jerome, I have a question again. were you involved with S&P Live at all?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't cool enough.
Oh, what? That's so
well, S&P Live, that came out, what, like 2020, 2021?
2019?
Yeah, I was way too old and washed at that point.
No, man. Because I thought they, like, had invited some, like, some founding fathers of Minecraft.
I thought they invited
Sparkles,
maybe.
Captain Sparkles was on
it. Yeah, Captain Sparkles was on
it. I thought that everyone got an invite. Uh-huh. Like, so what the hell?
Invited voiceover Pete.
Whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know.
Bad things.
I just saw a tweet. Everyone's like, what happened to this guy?
What happened?
Really?
Yeah, no, we were like, what just happened to that guy?
Yeah.
Nice picks, Bridget. Such a vibe.
Such a vibe.
I use bathroom.
Yo, I'm going to be real. I think a dude in S&P with all the founding fathers, like bringing it back, that would be pretty cool.
Like,
I think someone tried that. It was Dan TDM's. It was like Shady Oaks or something.
Oh,
no
that sounds
way.
Really cool.
But that was years. Like, let me see. Shady Oaks, S&P. I was in a few episodes of it, but I don't know.
You should make it an S&P called.
Oh, he's still doing it, maybe.
I don't know. Like we're not washed. We're just chopped or something.
Chopped. Yeah, that's like a beautiful. Playing. That's and a, what
chopped.
A beautiful.
Chopped SMP.
there's a qualifying process that you got to enter.
Your views have to be down. Were you at least in like 80% from peak or something, and then you can just be chopped.
Exactly.
You have to send a selfie and you get in.
Send a selfie.
Oh, you gotta, yeah.
Bro, I literally submitted a school assignment today with a selfie.
Why?
Like instead of actually submitting the assignment because he said it was fine. Because we were supposed to get our project peer reviewed, but then everyone left before we could get a peer reviewed thing. So he was just like, you can just submit a selfie and it.
Wait, you're in college? Cool. Oh, what are you saying?
Yeah, I'm a junior. Environmental studies.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a vibe over here. It's a.
You can say what's on your mind. It doesn't look like he is in college.
Okay. Yeah. No.
I'm gonna be real grunk. Okay, wait, Jerome, how old did you think Runk was before finding out he was in college?
I would say he looked obviously the youngest out of everyone here. I would say 22.
Wow. Yay.
Yeah.
How old do I look?
I'm 21.
Oh, I was like, it's pretty close. Yeah.
Yeah, wait. How old do you think Tanner, Big T, is over there?
Tanner, I would say, I don't mean this bet. I'm definitely older than everyone, but I would say the oldest out of this, I would guess 27 or 8.
Wow.
Ooh, I'm 26. I'll
26?
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Your age radar is
how old
good.
Do I look, Jerome?
Not a day over 25.
Oh, not a day.
Hell yeah. Hey, not to get political, but I'm curious about your guys' opinions on the digital ID that Apple allows you to now connect your ID.
Dude, I already have it hooked up.
You would, Mr. Apple. This guy has an M5 computer in his back. Do you see that other monitor back there?
I feel like you've got a chip in your fucking
$4,000 Mac. This guy loves Apple. He loves Apple.
No, I don't. I can't.
It looks like you do.
I get.
Nah, he definitely.
Yeah,
he definitely
no, I don't.
Does,
right?
Yeah, you do.
He definitely not available. Yeah, I don't. It's not available in Texas. Yeah.
How'd you know that?
Oh,
because you tried it. That's why.
Oh, I checked. I was like, well, I'm curious. Let me see. Is it in Texas?
I am not.
It's like in Iowa and like New Mexico, and it's like not that many states.
Dude, but they already have everything. Everyone has everything that they want to have about you already.
True.
If you think about it.
True.
I was clicking through my video backgrounds. I don't even remember doing this. I have one video background I could cycle to on Discord, and it's just this.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
Oh, man. What the hell is Fudge doing?
That would have been awesome.
Dude, look at this. Check this out.
Oh, yay. Oh, no.
Isn't that pretty cool?
SpongeBob guy.
Hey, you got the mouse? Yeah. I'm a big SpongeBob fan.
Are you that big, though?
He I would is, say he's that big of a SpongeBob fan.
Oh, wow. Not, oh, wow.
Yeah. He had a SpongeBob chair.
Yeah, I'd say so.
It's serious.
SpongeBob chair, SpongeBob headphones.
Grunk's SpongeBob like, and Grunk's our SpongeBob, SpongeBob shirt, hat. In the group. He's our SpongeBob.
Yeah.
He brings us a lot of joy.
I'm the Patrick. It's awesome.
I remember back in... This was like a few years ago. Grunk had to do like one of his first and only like what was like a deliverable he had to do for a product that was sent to him because he really wanted it. So he DM'd this place. It was a SpongeBob chair, and he
keyboard.
Had to do. What did you have to do? Like a reel
and
or something
mouse.
On Instagram?
Yeah, I had to post an Instagram reel promoting the SpongeBob chair, and like it just blew up. It got like 100,000 likes, and it was an ad. Guys, it was an ad. It was an ad the whole time. I'm sorry, everyone.
Up? Does nobody know it's an ad?
Yeah, it is. Well, I think I put a hashtag ad in there.
I'll look this up.
Wow.
I'm curious.
Yeah, can you check?
Organic, I don't have my phone. Organic.
1 million
yeah, that was
views.
Crazy.
It is your only reel.
It's your only
reel.
It's
your only reel.
Dude,
they
got their money out of
so
you,
much more.
Man.
Yeah, they do. That's probably the best promotion I've ever had.
Oh, my God. Look at this. The hat, the shirt.
Dude, it's actually pretty crazy.
The backpack.
Dude.
Oh, my God. The whole setup. It's the whole thing.
Dude. You definitely delivered. Like, they actually owe you so much money.
Wow. They owe you
a
few thousand
damn,
dollars.
Maybe I should DM them. Where's my comp, bro?
That is crazy. I didn't know it did that successful. I was thinking, like,
that's so funny.
It hit nuclear.
Nuclear levels of performance.
Ghost keyboard. Dude.
Oh, it was a ghost. That's what it was.
Yeah,
it was
I ghost think the, keyboard. The most cringy advertisement I ever did. This was. So I had something that went viral too. It's for a mobile game called Ulala or Ulala. It's like a caveman game or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, so I did a whole video on it, and I signed that they would get like licensing rights for like X amount of months or whatever, right? So they could basically blast it out wherever they wanted. And I was like, whatever, it's not a big deal. It's not going to go that far. 11 million views on a mobile.
Wow.
Dude, the comments. Rip me to shreds. One of the top comments is, where is this? This guy honestly looks like the word Ulala. who is this big-nosed man, and why do I get the same advert every bloody video?
Oh, my God.
Let's see. There's a couple. Dude, they got me good in a few of these. Man, oh, man.
You never think that's going to hit.
Why did it hit? Like,
so
why?
It's because they bought the licensing rights, so they... paid advertising around it. So they it's my most viewed video. It's my number one video is this mobile game video. Yeah.
They cycled
put this guy everywhere.
Your video with the advertisements on different social medias.
That's my assumption. Yeah, either that or I mean, I don't think they would view bot it. It sounds like they, based on the comments and all the angry people, they're real. They're real people.
That'd be a lot to
painfully
fake
real people.
Fake.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. But that's all I can guess is, you know, that nose looks like it's about to fall off.
That is insane.
Damn it. How long ago was that?
Yeah, 5 years ago. Yeah.
Man, I hope it wasn't like. I'm glad it wasn't like yesterday.
Minecraft Villagers getting sponsored now, bro.
Come on! Just leave him be. Come on,
dude. Real quick, Jerome. I saw when your dog came in. He was like up to your shoulder. Are you like low to the ground?
That was crazy.
Or is your dog,
or
really
is your dog 5 foot two?
No. Huge. So, oh well, she jumped up. So she had half her paws on the chair.
Oh, she's like, okay.
Yeah, I got
it. Was like so surreal because it's like, whoa. I don't know if you're like
your dog walked in on 2 feet. Like,
hey. Nah, she's on the small side of German. Well, she's a German Shepherd. So like to me, smaller. I say smaller size, but she's probably larger than most people's dogs. But she's a German Shepherd, and we got a Golden Retriever. Peanut and he's big. He's a hefty Peanut. Lad.
Yeah.
We actually had to start putting him on a diet, which is sad for him.
Oh, he's chunky and big.
Yeah, he's a thick lad.
He's a little like slow motion dog. Like to have some oomph when they walk.
Dude, speaking of hefty Golden Retrievers, we've got a friend named Bryce up and Jimmy here, and they have a Golden Retriever. He weighs 85 pounds.
Yeah.
They said. Yeah. He is a big boy. Yeah. He looks like a burrito.
They were like a perfect cylindrical roll. They were asking me, like, do you know the tricks? I was like, no. And they're like, he could roll over. And they like they took out a treat, they made him roll over, and he was like, like just barely getting around. I'm like, oh.
But it was
dude.
A good roll. It was a good roll.
It was like an old man. He was like,
I keep telling my wife, I want to get another Golden Retriever one day and just like, because he's Peanut, and then I want to get Butter. But the thing is, if with a name like Butter, he's got to just be like, get over here, Butter. He's like,
come here,
like,
Butter.
I want to hear like every step he takes. Just like,
I want to feel it throughout the thresholds of my house. Like in the
that's
walls.
What I'm saying,
and
dude.
Dude,
like,
I want a
Butter's
dog
gotta
I can
be
like,
huge.
Come here. And like, we like both wrestle. Like, come here. Like just dog fight in the middle of the living room.
Jerome, how hyperactive is your German Shepherd? Like,
oh, she's insane,
crazy.
She's unstoppable. Okay, yeah. I thought the Golden Retriever was like crazy. No, dude, he like gets tired of her. Or no, yeah.
I have a German Shepherd named Nana, and I'd play fetch with her like at least for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
We get in and she's panting and she's just like staring at me with the ball in her mouth still, like just wondering why I'm sitting down. It's like, all right, let's
what are you doing? Why are you breaking?
Golden Retriever, dude, he's such a lump. Like I love using him for like reaction gifts. Like the other day, like I asked my wife, like, how are you feeling this morning? Cause she's pregnant. We're having a son in like less than a month. So she's very pregnant towards the end of things. And thank you.
Wow.
And yes. Yeah, so she, anyway, so I'm like, how are you feeling? And this is all I get back is this picture. Oh, and I was like, yeah. All right, that's fair. I'm like, that's fair.
Puppy.
Like,
that's so adorable.
I have a Golden Retriever as well. Her name's Raya, and she's not as golden as Peanut, but yeah, I call her Chicken because she looks like fried chicken. You know, like, yeah.
She's not golden. She's like definitely a little like roasted.
Yeah, she's definitely a little burnt, but like not like too crazy burnt. Right, no. Like she's like the perfect amount of because they can get pretty dark. Yeah, caramelized. That's the word I was looking for. Yeah, absolutely. But dude, congratulations on the upcoming. Yeah,
that's freaking
kid.
Huge.
That's
absolutely
life.
Thank you, man.
Absolutely. Serious life happening.
Yeah. Have you thought of a name?
Yeah. So it was the Italian version of it, but the Italian version and the Americanized version, Jerome has been in the family since my great great grandpa. So it was kind of just he's just going to be Jerome. I don't know. It was
Jerome Jr.
I guess so. So like my JJ? Dad's Jerome. My grandfather was, his middle name was Jerome, and then my great-grandfather was Girolamo, which is the Italian name, and my great-great-grandfather was also Girolamo.
Oh,
so it's been the family forever.
Ongoing thing.
Whoa.
Wait, so are you Jerome Jr.?
He's like the fourth.
No, different middle names. We all had different middle names for the most part.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it's pretty crazy.
Whoa.
Dude, okay.
Okay, I got to ask you something. Yeah. This is going to be a crazy question. I've been thinking about like having a kid, not like now, but I want to do something like.
I was about to say, you got to start. Do you have a woman in mind? Does she know?
No, I want this baby to be able to do.
I want
to
train it.
Backflips, like I want an NFL bound. It'd be super cool. Do you have any aspirations for your kid that'd be like super funny?
Super funny.
Yeah, like funny. A back handspring baby would be so cool.
Let's hope he doesn't dig up this podcast where he's like, I
never thought of
why I am the way I am.
Hobbies I'd want for him. I want all the normal things for him.
Oh, yeah, no.
Are you going to play Minecraft with him?
Oh, God, honestly, dude. I don't think so, dude.
Name him Steve. Name him Steve Minecraft.
No, but I do think the one screwed up thing I'm going to do, but I already got my wife's approval, so it's happening. I'm going to hand him at a young age. I'm going to hand him my old Game Boy and my Pokemon Red, and I'm going to tell him that that's the new Pokemon. And then have him play it. And then as soon as he beats it, I'm going to go, dude, you're never going to believe it. They just came out with Pokemon Gold, dude. And then I'm just going to make him play through all the Pokemon, like the good ones.
That's
I'm
going to
play through all the old ones.
Wow. See, that's good. That's a good, trying to get at.
He will love that.
That's good. I think that's a fair one.
So he's going to like go to school and be like bragging to his friends. Like, I just played the new Pokemon game. It's like Pokemon Red.
Oh no, they're gonna burst the bubble. It's like telling
they're gonna be a little
You gotta be careful.
He's gonna come home and be like, what do you mean? What do you mean this wasn't the
Dad, did you know they have 3D ones now?
The kids have it on their phone.
You should be like, no, those are made by a different company.
Say it's a knockoff. Say it's a knockoff,
Dad, they didn't even know what a Game Boy was. They have a Switch 4?
What is that?
Have you started rehearsing what you're going to tell your son when he says, Dad, I found this game, and it just so happens to be Minecraft?
Oh, no.
Never heard of it. What do you think?
Show me around. Let's see. Yeah.
Hand on the shoulder.
Maybe I'll just play dumb and be like, you got to teach me how to play. And then
my goodness.
That would be the biggest reveal, like years later.
Dude. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He stumbles across his dad's
videos.
Check
this out, son.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's
what is your plan?
Wait, Dad, you're a Hunger Games legend.
You never told me you were a Hunger Games legend.
Oh, I was teaching you so much. You already knew.
You already knew it.
Guys, dude, I'm actually so deadly afraid of like my future kid ever finding out about all of this. I don't even know what I would do.
Yeah, your digital footprint is kind of
I know.
Me and Larry both.
I know.
Everyone here. All of us.
Yeah, everyone.
Like,
we're
all
kind of.
What I'm
going to
explain,
man.
Or I don't know what.
Yeah, I'm looking back. I'm kind of glad I didn't make all those, really sexual jokes with my friends for all to see.
Yeah, that is a good thing that you didn't do that, I would say.
What?
Thank God.
Dude, it's so funny.
It's
so awesome.
It's like there's compilation videos of me and Tanner. It's like Larry and Tanner moments. And it's like us pretending to make out and shit.
Oh, dude. I mean, that's like me and Mitch back in the day.
Have you been shipped? You've been shipped? Yeah.
Like, but dude, crap. We didn't do it any favors, though. I mean, we leaned into it. We'd sell merch that were like Marome, and it's me and him on like a date. I'll show you. This is an old shirt design. This
Where's
is an old
Lantern?
Shirt design of ours, dude. We were leaning in.
Oh my God. Wow.
We can't do that now. Like, there's no way.
No, you all got to make a lantern.
The problem is we learned very the hard way about Photoshop. So we had a sandwich once, and we did a picture where we Lady and the Tramp just on one end and the other. We did not kiss. There was like a solid this much distance. But then some little twerp with Photoshop got rid of the sandwich. And so that lives on the internet. That just lives on the internet.
Holy, that's
so.
That.
Damn, that looks way more
real. It's quite bad. And if you want to see some very disturbing artwork, you can just Google image search Marome and you'll find some stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, we have our fair share.
I'm glad you've come to terms with, I guess, just acceptance. Because I'm not gonna lie, that was something that, I mean, no creator wants to look on the internet and see I guess they're them drawing naked. Out. Yeah,
or with their making out with their homie, and yeah. Did you have to deal with like growing up through the Minecraft, whatever, like growing as a creator, the parasocial like fan? Like, did you ever have to deal with that, or not really?
Not super. Like you're saying, like creepy scenarios, or like what do you mean?
Maybe.
Let's go with creepy. Yeah. Like a creepy scenario of yours.
I never had any like creepy scenarios. I've had, well, only not creepy because like one of them was like, it was more weird on the mom, but like a kid showed up at the apartment building I used to live at down in Florida with his mom, and they were like asking the front desk to like call my unit and like see if I'd come down and say hello. And it was like,
whoa.
Yeah. That's, like, that's that was
did you
weird.
Do
no.
it?
No. Of course
not. Did you do it?
Hey, buddy.
Well, they came all that way.
Like, that was crazy.
Did you do it?
I'm trying to think. Another time I was really, like, I was sick for like a week or two. And same thing, like, a fan who just happened to, like, live in the same, like, city as us down in St. Pete, she drove over with her mom and, like, brought, like, a handmade blanket and, like, other things. And I'm like, this is really sweet, but, like, you really shouldn't. You know,
it's like not the time or it's
yeah.
Not
yeah.
Or the more so the place.
Or the place. It's not time or place.
Yeah.
Place.
Yeah. But so that was like, but like I said, like I never felt like like neither of these people were threatening me or anything. Right. The only time I was like freaked out was I got swatted on a stream like 2 years ago. Mm. And that just straight sucked.
Yeah.
That was not fun. But
you probably you probably like fucked him up in Hunger Games years ago, and they
had to retaliate. Heavy grudge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's wild now. Like that is like one thing I do think about with like because back then there were so many bits and jokes with people, like especially like there were with creator friend groups of like that type of like, you know, two friends like, you know, doing a bunch of shit together. But now it's like if you do that, it unfortunately sort of pushes like people to start to get really like attached and like super like almost like sink their claws into you, and they want to know everything and want to create like a false reality that's like way too, you know, people are way too attached to it.
I've heard of this, like I've never been like super really creeped out by anyone, I guess, so I guess that's a plus,
right?
As a plus, yeah, for sure.
Gotcha. Well, I'm like all questioned out personally. I had a really good time.
Absolutely.
This is honestly a little longer than we go, and that's great, dude. You know, do you have anything you wanted to talk about or ask us or anything along those lines?
Not super much outside of if you guys are looking for an extra in Minecraft and that world, let me know.
That'd be so fun.
I'll send you the Discord invite, bro.
You should make like a video or a series or something. Make a mini series out of it.
I mean, it could be a stream server. Like, this is what, actually, Jerome, this you should know this. What spawned this server is because we wanted an escape from content creation, an excuse to hang out.
Like, then just don't do what I said. Yeah.
Just friends.
As you know, getting on. No recording, no nothing.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
who's.
But you're still totally welcome if you want to come. I mean, shit, we got a nice space.
Yeah.
Not as nice as this video.
yeah.
It's a realm right now, but we're probably
Is that all what Nick built? That's all.
Yeah, pretty much. In the span of 8 hours it took him, that's what he built. Yeah.
This was just like time lapse of what Nick built. Yeah.
It's just his world save.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Jerome, are you good at building? Last Minecraft question. Do you know how to build?
Nah, dude. I'm actually like, I'm terrible at it.
I can't
build to save my life. I always find a hole in the ground and just grind.
It was like wholesome though, because yesterday I woke up from like a nap and I go to the living room. Tanner's eating a burrito watching a Minecraft video on how to build this like blacksmith. it was like so cute. I was like, oh, that's sweet.
Dude, I ended up actually making like the Family Guy house on accident. So I was like, dude, I'm tearing this whole thing down.
Yeah, Tanner just lives in the side of the mountain.
right
below my house.
The hole is a method, I'm telling you.
It's the hole. Mm-hmm.
The Hobbit.
I don't know. I feel like you probably have a whole bunch of realm invites, probably, but I just sent you an invite.
There we go. I just linked about it. Look at Minecraft.com. I still own Minecraft.com.
Wow, that's pretty fire. Sweet. Holy cow.
Awesome. Minecraft.com. Wow. Dude, that's going to be so funny. Just
it's like a $2 million domain right there, I bet.
Dude, I love how Jerome joins the server that we have, and just Jackson just sends the GIF.
Yeah, I can only imagine what he's doing. Yeah,
Lord knows what's about to happen, but
Lord knows.
Worlds are colliding in ways I never thought possible.
And it was, and I had a very good time.
Lord knows that as well.
Jerome, I hope you had a great time.
I did, yeah.
Shooting
yeah,
the
thanks
shit
for having
and all
me,
that.
Man.
Absolutely.
You are the first guest we've course, had dude. In a year.
It's quite a long time. Yeah, about a year.
Dang.
Now.
Why don't you guys get more guests on?
Oh, that.
We will
this
be.
Is,
you
this
are the
is
star.
That, this is that kick that's going into
that moment.
This is it.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
So, yes, sir.
Yeah.
So it was
amazing
a very,
first guest, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That was good. That was beautiful.
Yes, I'll say. Absolutely. Yeah, that was
awesome.
A great
thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah. Thanks for joining, brother. Appreciate it. And all that being said,
code group 10% off.
Thank you, Grunk.
Group
anything else
you got it
y'all
now we all have to bro
peace and love to all
we all have to bro fist the camera because that's how we outro. All right, Mahas, see you guys later for next week.